You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now on Past and Present, Dr. Robin Henry says our difficulty with the truth is far from a new phenomenon.
On Christmas Eve 1913, striking families in Calumet, Michigan, gathered at the Italian Diner Hall for a party sponsored by the Ladies Auxiliary of the Western Federation of Miners. 9,000 of the nearly 15,000 copper miners in northwest Michigan had been on strike since July 23rd, and after 5 months on the picket line, it must have seemed like a bit of relief to gather for some holiday cheer. However, by the end of the evening, 73 people, including 59 children, would be dead in a baffling incident of mass panic and confusion after someone yelled a false warning of fire. While a U.S. House of Representatives subcommittee investigated the incident, rumors and false information and conspiracy theories affected the narrative and memory of the largest mass murder in Michigan. Workers blamed the copper company. The Western Federation of Miners accused the Citizens Alliance, a known anti-union organization based on inconclusive evidence, even as the Citizens Alliance collected $25,000 for the families affected by the disaster. However, the most persistent rumors focused on the Italian Hall itself. Initial reports claimed the building had only a single narrow staircase and no fire escapes, but it was a claim that the doors opened inward, not outward, trapping the crowd inside that endured longest. And yet, none of this is true. Coroner's reports, architectural plans, newspaper articles, and photographs show an ample main staircase, two fire escapes, and most importantly, that the doors leading outside opened outwardly. This piece of false information has been disproved several times over the intervening century, including by several historians. In our era of fake news, alternative facts, and conspiracy theories, it is important to know that these, too, have a history. For KMUW, this is Dr. Robin Henry.